In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Hello everyone. Welcome to the last edition of Horizon magazine in the current Iranian year. It started on March the 20th, 2012. We are delighted to have you with us. Are good manners important to you, or are they going out of fashion these days? How good are your manners, and why is it important to have good manners? Today we talk about good manners, or acting appropriate in a way that is socially acceptable and respectful. Excellent manners can help you have better relationships with people you know and those you will meet. Please call us during the show and tell us why practicing good manners and displaying respect, care, and consideration for others matter. But as always, at the beginning of our program, we'll purify our heart by supplicating to Allah. Please stay with us.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. O the hearer of the cry of the afflicted, O Lord, O Merciful, O Beneficent, O Ever-Living, O the One who is lenient in punishing, O Dominant over all, O the One who makes hearts radiant, O the One besides whom there is no deity, I have also relied only on you, that is, on the Lord of the Great Throne. All praise is for the limitlessly forgiving God.
Amen. No matter where you are, at home, work, or with friends, practicing good manners is important. Being polite and courteous means considering how others are feeling. If you practice good manners, you are showing those around you that you are considerate of their feelings and respectful. You are also setting standards for others' behavior and encouraging them to treat you with similar respect. Every culture and individual may have different rules or feelings about what is polite or is not polite. Good manners are the grease that keeps the wheels of society turning smoothly. The benefits of manners are plentiful, including stronger personal, family, and work relationships stemming from more positive interactions with others. Good manners will command greater respect from others and improve your social life. Good manners can improve your social life by helping you make and keep friends. Being polite and observing proper etiquette at social gatherings is always appreciated. No one wants to be around someone who's rude, cheap, or socially inept. The rules of polite behavior may differ from person to person, but there is one rule of good manners that is always easy to follow. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Effective communication and a polished image are integral parts of etiquette and good manners. Good manners begin at home and must be taught from a very early age. Now we'll go for a break and come back soon. Please stay with us. The first guest of our today's show is Mr. Amir Karimi from Paris. Mr. Karimi, hello to you and welcome to our program.
Hello and thank you.
Mr. Karimi, as you know, today we are talking about good manners and the importance of good manners and practicing good manners. The question that I want to put to you is that, what does Islam teach on manners and dealing with others?
Actually, as you know, that we have some kind of hadiths and some other things, and the Messenger of Allah used always to say, the best among you are those who have the best manners and character. And in some while, he also mentioned that bad manners are a misfortune. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that within some steps, we have to teach our children. Based on some Islamic ethics and some other things that they have to practice basic courtesy and learn and teach them how to say please and thank you, and also how to hold open doors for other people and speak politely. give up their seats on public transportation and some other things.
Thank you so much, Mr. Karimi. But how can we obtain good manners?
Obtain good manners, you know, basically the family is the small society, and they can teach all the people, and they can teach their children how to be polite and how to obtain the good manner. And specifically, I advise all the people all around the world, if they do really like to have a good manner and obtain this, they can refer to Holy Quran and also read and search on the net about the manner and the character of the Prophet Muhammad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Islam is a very lovely and harmonic religion. And if we want to just focus on Islam, we can understand that if we want to teach our children, they can have and obtain good manner in Sharia.
Thank you so much. And can you explain experiences with people who have stunned you with their exceptionally good manners?
Excuse me?
Would you please explain experiences of the people who have surprised you with their good manners? Do you have such a story?
Yeah, actually, when I was in Iran, I have seen a lot of people. They just given up their seats in bus, metro, and some other transportations to the old ladies and old men there, and I just surprised that, you know, as I have got used to live here in this in Paris, this kind of things just happening rarely, and I'm so I have to say, unfortunately, I always ask myself why they are not doing this in mm-hmm. public transportation and some other things. Don't know how to say, because you know, I'm not good at English. Yeah. I have lived a long time.
Your English is perfect. Thank you. No, thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Karimi, for appearing on our show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Goodbye.
Good manners are a basis of polite society, and there is no substitution for being polite. Our manners, how we present ourselves and behave in our life, make us feel comfortable, confident, and capable at home, in the community, and in the workplace. These feelings only come with knowing and practicing good manners. Now we'll go for a break.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Teaching and learning good manners should start at home, where we should learn to say please and thank you, admit our mistakes, apologize, and treat both friends and strangers with kindness and respect. Parents must remember that manners are difficult to learn at an older age, and teaching them is their responsibility. Now we'll go for a break. Please don't go away. Many thanks for watching. Now it's time to shift our attention to our today's report that is about an illumination exhibition. Please take a look.
I'm Mina Katebi. In this exhibition, I've presented two illumination works, in one which I've implemented the Safavid style in purple, and in the other I've done it in black. In fact, I've started with black to get into a light color, which is turquoise. When the volume of the color is really high and the lighting is extreme, we are only faced with the black color. Although the lighting is very high, the eyes do not see any color but black. In Shamsa, I've started with black, which is extreme light, and as we get closer to the radius of Sharfa, I've applied lighter colors. About illumination, I have to say it is a two-dimensional art. Illumination, like painting, has experienced specific schools and periods. Illumination is derived from the word gold, and it means gilded or applied with gold. On the other hand, the golden color in the art of illumination is used as a shining color with a special value. That's why illumination is synonymous with gilded. Anyway, illumination could be considered as a collection of exquisite and immaculate designs, which are used by painters and illumination artists to beautify religious, scientific, cultural, and historical books, as well as omnibuses, art magazines, and beautiful calligraphy pieces. Masters of illumination use these elegant collections in different parts of their books, so the glamorous pages of immortal literature and religious scripts of their land would be granted visual beauty. Hence, the margins of the pages would be decorated with designs of tree branches, arabesque items, stems, flowers, chitan, leaves, arabesque branches, or arabesque or chitan items, and etc. It's not important whether the origin of this art was Iran, but it's certain that the art is developed in Iran and has been given a special geometrical order in this country. Only in Iran, illumination is seen in such a form, order, and geometry. Illumination has witnessed ups and downs in different historical eras and culminates in the Safavid era. The masterpieces which are created in this period are unique. The art of illumination is the only art which deserves to be worked on the verses of the Quran, and it reminds us of the sacredness of the art.
Welcome back. You are watching Horizon Magazine coming to you live from Tehran. Good manners and noble qualities of mind and character enjoy a place of crucial importance in the structure of Islamic teaching. Islam places great emphasis on manners and on the proper way to deal with others, whether they are Muslims or not. Relations between people are very important in Islam, and maintaining good relations with others should be a main priority of a practicing Muslim. Moral evolution and uplift was one of the main objects for which the great Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, was raised up. The Prophet himself has said, "I've been sent down by God to teach moral virtues and to evolve them to highest perfection." I'll come back after a few moments. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. It's great to have you with us. There are important points that we can draw from such a small hadith. Good manners are essential in this world and the hereafter. We need to work hard to change ourselves and personify the good manners of Islam. But why are good manners of such prominence in Islam? The Prophet could have said that he was sent to teach us to worship Allah. He could have said he was sent to teach us to work for progress and humanity. He could have said he was sent to start a revival and enlightenment. He could have said that he was sent to teach us that our mission is to work for the development and the progress of this world. He said that he was sent to complete good manners because good manners are a prerequisite for success, revival, enlightenment, progress, social cohesion, tolerance, peace, justice, and development. Since the beginning of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was mainly concerned with teaching Muslims to have the best manners and personal characteristics. His personal life and behavior were reflective of his teachings, which were revealed to him by Allah. In the Holy Quran, Surah 68, verse 4, Allah describes Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, saying, "And indeed, you are of a great moral character." The Prophet's high standard of manners made him a model for all Muslims to follow. The Prophet, peace be upon him, used to emphasize how important good manners are for Muslims. He has said, "The best of you is the best among you in conduct." Good manners are even necessary for worship. This is because you cannot achieve progress, justice, enlightenment, and all the aforementioned values without a foundation of good manners, ethics, and morality. We'll come back after a few moments. Now, on this segment of the program, I would like to thank all of you for providing us with your invaluable suggestions and remarks. In particular, I would like to thank Kenali from Tanzania, Marianne from Australia, Sena from UK, Nishita from US, Yamuna from Kenya, Shalina from Malaysia, Zahed from France, Lamar from South Africa, David from Hungary, Salman from Cyprus, Sam from Iraq, and Fatima from United Arab Emirates. A big thank to all of you fans of Horizon Magazine. Now I'm going to take a short break and come back soon. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
غریبی تو شکوه باور من شب عاشقیس یارا بنشین برابر من تو چه کرده ای که با تو شده عشق تار و پودم تو چه کرده ای که عمری پی تو در سجودم
Welcome back. It's great to have you with us. Muslims should use the best of manners in their everyday activities with Muslims and non-Muslims, at work and in public places, in fact, everywhere. If our morals are right, everything else will follow. If we want to reform the world, we cannot start without ethics and morality. The first step in implementing reform is strengthening our own values of morality, solidarity, and humanity. The Quran confirms that the Prophet, peace be upon him, was gentle and considerate. His good manners, high standards of ethics and morality are what draw people towards him and Islam. As Muslims, we therefore have to be aware of how each one of us deals with people in our circles. Our good dealings not only will ensure that we are not violating other people's rights, but can also make us accepted, loved, and appreciated by others. Luqman once said to his son, "O my son, let your speech be good and your face be smiling. You will be more loved by the people than those who give them provisions." Life becomes pleasant when we can manage our work and relationships well. Quranic wisdom and the example of Prophet Muhammad's dealings with people should help us steer our relationships and keep them on the right track. In Islam, good manners are an invitation to perfect the higher side in man, namely the side of the human qualities that are higher than the emotions and incentives that know nothing but express themselves and do respond to their motives. These emotions and incentives are anger, injustice, revenge, selfishness, and greed. Education and self-jihad are so important that Islam regards self-jihad as a stage higher than jihad against the enemy on the battlefields. For this reason, Islam has made self-education and developing good manners a jihad. Jihad needs readiness, habituating the self and willpower. Well, that's all the time we have for this edition of Horizon Magazine. Thanks for watching. For me, Vida Montekhab, and the rest of the team of Horizon Magazine, goodbye and have a great time.
Ya Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, Ya Rasul Allah. يا نبي الله يا حبيب الله يا أمين الله